Lecture and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast. I'm Kelly Toole at KellyThul on Twitter. And with me, as always, still gloating over her Amazon Prime Directive victory, is Mel.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mel at Karmic9, and I've actually been on Twitter a little bit the last couple of days. So there you go. It's great to be back for another week. Episode 98, counting down to 100. Craziness.
I wonder if there'll be anything special for episode 100. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, who knows?
Could be. All right. Well, we'll try to make this one special too, and I'll go ahead and get it started off. I'll stay with my long tradition of recommending things that are a good 20, 30 years old, but they're still awesome. This is a movie from 1988. So get yourself in that mindset. We're in 1988. We still got MTV around pretty hard and heavy, actually playing music at that time at this point. The movie I'm recommending is called Tapeheads. Now, Mel, have you ever seen Tapeheads?
No, and I should probably mention that I was one of the few people in 1988 that didn't have MTV.
Well, this wasn't...
I live in the country. We couldn't get cable. We lived past the railroad tracks. They didn't have satellite internet yet. Satellite cable.
MTV just stopped at the railroad tracks?
It did. Wow. Literally, I did not see MTV till I went to college.
Wow.
And that is sad.
Well, the context, so this won't be required for you to...
I've stunned him, everyone.
I'm trying to piece this together. You will still enjoy this, but there's just a... You can kind of tell there are moments that you can tell this is during the MTV era. So Tapeheads it's an awesome movie. It stars John Cusack and Tim Robbins as two ne'er-do-well security guards. One, Ivan's kind of a schemer. And then the other one, Josh, is more of an artiste, and he's good at putting videos together and creating it using the medium of videotape to, you know, at this point, this is how videos were done, was two tape decks and all that fun stuff. So he's artistic and gifted in that respect. The other guy's kind of a wheeler dealer. They're security guards. That doesn't go particularly well. So they decide to go off on their own and form their own video production company called Video Aces, and it's the story of Video Aces and how things go by. Lots of interesting things happen in here. One of the biggest themes running through here is Sam Moore and Junior Walker, who are two really respected kind of R&B artists, play a duo called the Swanky Modes, M-O-D-E-S, the Swanky Modes, and they were... Josh and Ivan love the Swanky Modes. They like to dance like them and sing all their songs, and they're just kind of always in the background in terms of guys that were really important to them. And so they form their video company, and the guest stars in this movie are pretty amazing. So Don Cornelius from Soul Train plays a very shifty record company exec who keeps kind of squeezing them out for free videos.
I did see Soul Train because that was on regular TV.
Okay. So there you go. So you'll recognize Don. Another guy who was on MTV, he was Weird Al Yankovic. He makes an appearance.
I know him. Yeah.
You might have had country. Well, I don't know. I guess he wouldn't be on there. Ted Nugent makes a brief appearance in the movie.
Of course. I'm from Texas.
Ted. Courtney Love makes a brief appearance in the movie as well. And Jello Biafra. Jello's was the lead singer for the Dead Kennedys. Mm-hmm. And this was kind of during the time when Jello was having a lot of trouble with the FBI and them viewing the Dead Kennedy stuff as pornography. And he plays an FBI agent in the movie, oddly enough. So that's kind of cool. So it's the story of them trying to scrape things together to make a living. Don Cornelius isn't too nice to them. But there are just a couple moments, well, there are a ton of moments in there, but there are a couple standout moments in this movie that you can go and just find on YouTube and watch, but it's better to see them in context. The first one has to do with they're trying to get started out. They don't have a lot of luck, so they're having to do other jobs that aren't quite as exciting. They're recording wills. They're recording funerals. And there was a local guy who had a chicken and waffle store, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle Store, And he did had a really kind of lame commercial out there. And so they went in and produced a commercial for him. And the commercial for Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle House has to be seen to be believed. It is this kind of short little white-haired guy doing a serious kind of quasi-rap jam. And it's King Cotton, who's also from Texas, by the way, kind of a smaller time performer in mm-hmm. there. But it's just an amazing thing. And so that commercial itself is worth watching the whole movie just to see Roscoe's. And then, well, I won't spoil it. You may see Roscoe again, not only in the commercial, but maybe before the movie's over or just as the movie's ending. You might see him again. It's worth sticking around this movie all the way till the end. There's a kind of a strange band from Sweden, so they finally start doing all these spec things for Don Cornelius, and one of them is this kind of Swedish ABBA-ish band sings a Devo song. It's really very strange. And as the storyline goes on, at one point they're in a bar, and the guy, the other scene I just totally love, the guy is ready to cut them off, and he's like, well, I think you've had enough. And they're like, no, we can pass the sobriety test. And so he looks at him and says, okay, say the alphabet backwards, skipping all the vowels. Go. And they both turn and they nail it. Now, I could not do it. Just, I don't know how many takes. But it's another one. It's on YouTube. And when you see it, it's just amazing. It's really, really fun. So it's an incredibly fun movie. Lots of clever things. Lots of fun video parody things. The culmination comes when they hijack a Menudo concert. So again, 1988 MTV. So there's some things going on there. I don't want to give too much other way to spoil it, but you get the basic plot lines. Them trying to come along. It's a rags to riches to I don't know how it all ends up kind of story. But mm-hmm. it's super fun. A lot of really cool moments. Lots of kind of interesting guest stars. And it's a really fun movie. So Tapeheads, 1988. Available on Netflix. Likely available on Amazon Prime. Haven't looked it up, but I'm certain it is. And if for some reason you can't find it anywhere else, get out to YouTube and search for the Chicken and Waffle song from Tapeheads and search the sobriety test from Tapeheads and watch those because, wow, they're just awesome. So that's my recommendation for this week.
Well, cool. I was going to ask if it was up on Netflix. I don't know. Sometimes there's overlap between Netflix and Amazon Prime, but sometimes they're not. You never know. But that sounds familiar, but I know I've never seen it. I probably saw commercials on regular TV, but I never saw it. And I thought I'd seen all of Cusack's movies, but obviously not, because I'm fairly certain I haven't seen that.
He's fun, and particularly in that time frame, he's always kind of, you know, he was fun to watch in performance. This is, you know, his character's kind of a little amoral, a little kind of works the angles all the time, but mm-hmm. seems to deep down be ultimately good. Wants his buddy Josh to succeed, so... That's cool. And the rhythm and blues stuff, you get little bursts of it here and there. Lots of good music through this whole thing. Towards the end, they do a song called Ordinary Man Would Have Given Up By Now. And it's fantastic. Just super enjoyable.
Cool. Well, I'm definitely going to check that out before my internet potentially goes away. Because
clock
I live
is ticking.
Because shockingly enough, once again, I live past railroad tracks.
Pretty soon the internet's going to stop at the railroad tracks.
Yeah, I know. I think it does. Oh, so before that happens, though, I have a internet necessary recommendation for all of you this week. And this is a short, sweet one. I know I've talked about vegetarian stuff on here before, and all of you out there are like, but Mel, we're not vegetarian. But it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be vegetarian because these videos are funny. This is a YouTube channel. It's also a blog, but she's a video blogger, so she has a YouTube channel. It's called Simple Daily Recipes, and the lady that runs its name is Jill McKeever, and she's kooky, y'all. She's just real kooky. Her mission statement here on her YouTube channel is that I have a mission to make you laugh while I'm dishing out inspiration, support, and guidance to everyone on a journey to become healthier and happier. So essentially, she has been a food blogger for, I believe, one of her videos, she says 7 years. And she used to eat She used to be an omnivore. She used to eat meat and all of the normal stuff people eat. And somewhere along the way, she became a vegetarian or a vegan. I'm not sure if she jumped straight to veganism or not. And over the last couple of years, she has actually even gone further than that, that not only is she vegan, but she doesn't use any processed oils in her cooking. So she doesn't fry anything in oil. She doesn't saute things in oil. She water sautés them. But the way that I came across her is actually because she recently put a book out, a cookbook out on Amazon, because I think she might be the most well-known person that cooks in an Instant Pot. And if you're not familiar with an Instant Pot, it is a fancy electric digital pressure cooker. So I actually started, I looked her up on YouTube and started watching some of her videos because, shockingly enough, I don't own an Instant Pot, but a couple of years ago, I bought one of those fancy digital pressure cookers, and I maybe have used it a dozen times because it's not as easy as I thought it was, or actually it's not sometimes not as fast as I thought it was. So I figured, you know, whatever recipes or videos that she puts up using the Instant Pot should be pretty usable across all those types of devices. And so far, I'm pretty sure that they are. But the cookbook that she put out on Amazon is actually called OMG Good. And it actually uses Instant Pot in the title, because that's basically where a lot of people find her, is looking online for recipes to make in their Instant Pot. So she actually has some really good recipes on there. Whether as far as I'm concerned, whether you're vegetarian or you're not, she's got some good recipes that you make in a pressure cooker that I think are pretty cool. One of the first ones that I watched from her is actually one that she just recently did, and it's called Spinach Tacos Revisited. And it's revisited because it's one that she made a long time ago, I believe back when she used oil, and she has redone it in the Instant Pot. And it's a spinach potato filling for tacos. I haven't made it yet. I meant to make it this weekend and then didn't make it to the grocery store as per my usual weekend. So it's coming up though, and I'll let all of you know what I think. It looks good, but she's got a bunch of other stuff up here. It's not all about pressure cooking. She has a no-bake chocolate pumpkin pie up there, pretty good. So she does cookbook reviews. A lot of the recipes that she covers are ones that she has modified slightly from a lot of cookbooks that are out there. And she goes over the entire recipe in her videos. So you actually don't have to go buy her book on Amazon, or she sells a PDF version of the book on her website if you're really interested and you want to go look at her website. I believe it's simpledailyrecipes.com. But she goes over all the ingredients, all the instructions in the videos. And she's just a hoot, y'all. She's just funny. She wears bunny ears. She dances around. You know, a lot of people look at vegetarians and vegans as, you know, we're all dying. You've got to stop eating the little animals and it's all serious and stuff. And she's actually putting some funniness back into the whole thing because she's just having a good time and she's kind of crazy. And I enjoyed them. I really enjoyed her videos. I think that they were funny. She sometimes drags her poor kids into tasting whatever she's made on camera. And I'm waiting for one of them to tell her it's awful. So far, they haven't. But her youngest child is apparently a very picky eater and just simply refuses to eat most of it because she doesn't like the way that it looks, or, you know, picky eaters and kids and hard to live with. And you get to see hers on camera.
What's their enthusiasm level for being on camera? Can you tell?
One of them is a teenage boy, and he's obviously knows he doesn't have a choice. So he's on camera whether he wants to or not. the younger daughter seems to have her mother's personality, and she likes to dance around on camera and all of that cute stuff, but she really doesn't eat the food much, which I think is hilarious that she's actually in the video. She won't eat her mother's food. So it's just a nice little touch. You know, she's letting you see that it's not, you know, it's not all it's cracked up to be. So you don't have to take it too seriously. And she uses that pressure cooker, that Instant Pot. I actually looked at him and went, well, maybe I need one of those, despite the fact that I have a barely used fancy pressure cooker underneath my cabinet. So anyway, I always need help with gadgets like that. I am a kitchen gadget person. I buy all sorts of kitchen gadgets and then I don't ever use them because they don't work themselves. Amazingly enough, you have to actually do something other than plug them in to make them work. So she had quite a few of all the videos that I watched. She had quite a few that I was like, that looks pretty good. And they actually don't, because she is cooking for a whole family. A lot of her recipes, they don't take all day. You know, it's not something that you have to work at for quite a lot of time. It is actually something that you could put together, and especially the ones that you're putting in the pressure cooker, get done pretty quickly to feed a whole family. So I liked it. It was something I came across that apparently she's been up there for quite a while and I've missed it. She also has another one that I need to try. You know, it's Tex-Mex lasagna in the pressure cooker.
So, in the pressure cooker?
Yes. Now see, these pressure cooker things, these kinds of pressure cookers were also work as slow cookers. So they've got all these fancy functions. So you're not necessarily pressure cooking everything that you're making in there. It also works as a slow cooker. So it's she just has a lot of cool things on there, and they're adapted from a bunch of different recipe books. She'll tell you what book they came from. So if you're like, wow, that's really awesome, and you can go out and you can get the book that the recipe actually came from. But she gives you everything you need to know to actually watch the video, because you watch her make it. The way that she does it is she does all of the cooking, films herself doing all the cooking with no sound. And then she gets on in a split screen afterwards and talks you through everything that she was doing, which is a nice way to do that. Because you don't forget what you're doing in the middle of it. And you might catch, oh, well, you know, you couldn't tell what that spice was I just threw in there. But, you know, that was cumin. So I enjoyed her videos. I think they're worth checking out. Whether you're a vegan or not, you can check out some ideas for some things to maybe make in your Instant Pot or your pressure cooker that you have sitting under the cabinet that you haven't pulled out in years and has probably got spiders living in it. Because spiders like to crawl in there. It's dark.
So what does a digital pressure cooker look? Just look like a pressure cooker with a digital readout on it? Is that?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, there's the pressure cookers that you put on your stove that everybody's afraid are going to explode, mm-hmm. me included, which is why when I bought a pressure cooker, I got one that plugs into the wall and has buttons. And you don't have to worry about it, the pressure getting too high and it exploding. Have you seen those rice cookers, those fancy rice cookers with the lids? Mm-hmm. Okay, those are essentially pressure cookers for the most part. These pressure cookers will also cook rice. In fact, the Instant Pot that she uses actually has a button on it for rice. She really only uses, this is why you can use her videos for not just the Instant Pot, but for any pressure cooker of that type, is she really only uses the saute function and the manual function. She doesn't really worry about on the Instant Pot, there's a porridge button and a rice button, and those are just presets. So basically, you close the lid, it seals, it latches closed. There's a vent on the top that it's either open or it's closed. And when you close it, as the pot heats up, it builds up the pressure inside. So when it's done cooking, you set the time that it needs to cook. And that's a time that once it gets up to pressure. So if you're not familiar with cooking in pressure cookers, y'all, you know, it's like you cook it for 2 minutes in the pressure cooker. And you're like, holy cow, I'll have dinner done in 5 minutes. Okay, it may take 10 minutes to get up to pressure. And then once it gets up to pressure, it only cooks for 2 minutes. So it's a little misleading. And that was kind of what I found out when I bought one and went, oh, I can't really have beans done and ready for dinner in 10 minutes. Lied to me. Lies. So anyway, it's a pretty neat device because I've never had my own pressure cooker because I was afraid it would explode. Because if I can explode something, I probably will. And my other one, and the dozen times I've used it, has never exploded. So that's a good sign, y'all.
That's a good thing.
I haven't managed to make it blow up yet.
Yeah, I am unfamiliar with the ways of pressure cookers, but it just strikes me that there's that like metal thing, the old school one, there's mm-hmm. this metal thing that sits on the top. That does not strike me as a particularly helpful safety device. It strikes me more as a projectile that could kill me.
Right, and it did frequently cause problems in cartoons as I was growing up. I remember the pressure cooker exploding in kitchens all through, I believe, Tom and Jerry and things like that. So I've always been very leery of those kind of pressure cookers. So I never bought one until just a couple of years ago, and then was disappointed when, you know, all those cook times actually did not include the time to get up to pressure. But they're actually very neat if you're not familiar with them. Nowadays, they can you can saute stuff in them. They have a function in their inner pan that you can heat it up and actually do almost the entire thing in there. Like I have actually, don't take my vegetarian card away, anybody, but I have actually had to make a pot roast for my mother when she was sick in my pressure cooker. And you can brown the roast in there and do all of that before you seal it and pressure cook it. And I was told it was the best pot roast she'd ever had. I wouldn't know.
There you go.
Anyway, pressure cookers are pretty neat, and she has a whole bunch of videos that are geared just toward making things in this Instant Pot. It's something that she's known for. It's not the only stuff that she makes, but for one, it'll help you figure out how to use yours, but she makes all sorts of really cool stuff, and just, you know, just because it's vegan, don't let it throw you that she doesn't have anything to offer people that eat meat. So she's got all sorts of cool stuff. There's bean salads. That spinach taco thing, it's pretty intriguing. And I think we all need to go try that one because, you know, spinach tacos. I like spinach. I like potatoes. And I like tacos. So this sounds like a good combination to me.
Yeah. Don't see how it could possibly go wrong.
Right. So that's Simple Daily Recipes. It's the YouTube channel of Jill McKeever. Or her website is simpledailyrecipes.com, where she has basically links to all of this stuff. And she has a little shop and a blog, but it's really her YouTube channel that everybody's after. So go check it out. I think you'll find something worthwhile, even if it's nothing more than the no-bake chocolate pumpkin pie. Because that sounds pretty good, too.
Definitely. Cool. Yeah, it... I think I'll have to look into the safer version of pressure cookers. It's really weird when you mentioned cartoons and pressure cookers going off. When mm-hmm. the second you said that, in my head, I went, Tom and Jerry. And so apparently, Tom and Jerry was the pressure cooker cartoon.
It frequently happened, as I recall, in Tom and Jerry as a kid. So there were a lot of stuff happened in the kitchen in Tom and Jerry. You know, Tom got put in the high chair and had to eat castor oil all the time. You know, they spent a lot of time in the kitchen in Tom and Jerry. So there were obviously pressure cookers that were exploding.
Clearly.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, quick tape heads update, gang. It comes and goes on Netflix, and it's currently in go mode, so it's not currently available on Netflix. Shockingly enough, not available on Amazon Prime right now either. Mm. However, on YouTube, there's a slightly sketchy version of the full movie available. At least for now. So if you wanted to watch there, it's kind of cut off. It's kind of done in the regular dimensions that you get, you know, that wider screen for a movie, but a little of the bottom and top look like it's cut off. But it's worth it. And if you do a search on Tapeheads to find it, you'll find the other two scenes I mentioned. So you should watch the whole movie. But if you can't get to the whole movie soon, watch the other things I mentioned because it's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Did you notice if it's up at Amazon at all to rent the digital version?
I was only looking at Amazon Video because I'm still, you know, I'm a Prime novice, but I'll.
If it's even there, then you can also rent it or buy the digital version. So if you didn't find it at all, it's not there.
A search on Amazon Video yielded nothing for tape heads.
And it's not there, sadly.
So, but you can check it out on YouTube or at least see the cool scenes and wait till it makes its way back to Netflix because it's been on and off a few times.
Yeah. So. Cool.
All right, we'll move into social media recommendations. Since you have made a brief return to Twitter, do you have one for this week?
Don't pressure me, Kelly.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't pressure me.
I'll offer one up, and if you feel like it, great. If you don't feel like it, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Okay.
So I've just got to get back to my thing there. So it's been a while since I think either Mel or I have recommended a Snark Alec. So for folks that are not familiar with that term, the gang of folks that used to, back in the day, when sci-fi had an original movie on every Saturday night, we'd all kind of get together and have fun at the movies. That group became identified under the moniker of Snark Alex. It's where Mel and I first connected.
Yep.
We're all buddies. We're all still staying connected. And this is a Snark Alec recommendation from a while back. And I'm recommending Jen M. That's at JENN _528. I'm recommending Jen 1 because she's awesome and she's fun to follow on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
2, she apparently lives a little bit close to Cleveland, and I suggested recently on Twitter that Cleveland was a proxy for hell, and so I feel a little bad. And so I want to kind of make nice on that. But most importantly, I like to throw out a pun or two on occasion during shows, and Jen has seemed to find me in many different forums. She was always there for the sci-fi movies, but she's watching Gotham now and Late Night Movie Club she's there for sometimes, and she's pretty consistent and giving my puns a good hearty boo when she finds it as a really bad pun. And then she was delighted when she booed me the other day and I starred it. And she said, I hadn't had a boo starred in a long time. So since she's so effective and diligent about making sure she seeks out my bad puns and mocks them on different shows, I wanted to give her a shout out. And she's a great follow. And she lives in a lovely part of the country I would never be critical of. And it's Jen at JENN_528.
That was going to be my recommendation too.
I'm sorry. I knew. So Mel and I are both recommending Jen for this week. Let's do that.
I like Jen.
Yep, she's fun.
Yep.
Even with the booze. So.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, I believe that wraps it up for this week. You'll tell by how I kick it over to Mr. Shivers that we still are awaiting some key pieces of material from Matt. So our good friend Matt is going to share with you the many different ways that you can connect with us on Nurture and Support via YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, etc. Send us an email. We'll get to it, and we'll have some fun there. So that's all I got. So I'd just like to say thanks for listening this week, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll be back next week. Kelly has to go get on Amazon Prime to buy a pressure cooker.
I'm on it.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com, or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter. You can also catch Nurture and Support on YouTube. Just search Nurture and Support or Kelly Toole.
Nurturing and supporting. Turn it.